This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, I guess it's Super Bowl Monday, which means 14 million people are taking off work today. Did you guys know that? I know people take off work because the Super Bowl could end late. Like last year, it was in overtime, and I don't know how people back east. I live in Vegas, so for us, the Super Bowl ended 7-ish. I think like 6:45, 7 o'clock. So I was able to wash my hair. I was able to, take a Ducalax, right? Eat my fiber. So I didn't really notice much of an issue in terms of, going to bed. I was able to go to bed pretty easily. But apparently a lot of people, they're going to bed 10, 11 o'clock, then the parties, then the... Have you guys ever been to a Super Bowl party? You're usually done by fourth quarter. Especially if you lost and you put money on the wrong team. Now, for me, I didn't do that bad because of the prop bets. I had the Eagles ahead. I had, I'll tell you what I lost and I'll tell you what I won on. Okay, so what I won on was there was going to be a field goal attempt in the first quarter. I won that. That the Eagles were going to be ahead. That the Eagles were going to score first in the game. And there was something else. Oh, yeah, and that the Patriots were going to convert a fourth down. Now, successfully convert. You guys notice the Patriots almost did that, and then Gronkowski would have got the ball and made the touchdown. I put money on Gronkowski making the first touchdown, and no, that didn't happen. It was White. So unfortunately, I lost on that. I lost on Gronkowski making the first touchdown for the Patriots, and I lost on the Patriots winning. But overall, with the prop bets, I ended up doing okay. So for me, it was more about, now that I feel let's just get through the game. And to be honest, I think I share the fatigue that a lot of you do. So many of you boycotted the NFL after all the BS with the kneeling. Let me just say, I think the NFL did a very good job yesterday with supporting our veterans and being American. I thought Leslie Odom Jr.'s America the Beautiful was excellent. I thought Pink did a good job. Apparently Pink, everybody was like, thinking, okay, well, is her hair color going to be pink or yellow? It was blonde. I should have put money on that. Pink's hair blonde. And she's an Eagles fan, I guess. But anyway, it looked like she spit out her gum right before she sang. Apparently she's sick. So she had a bad sore throat. So she was able to sing the Star Spangled Banner. I think she messed up on one of the words, but that's okay if she was sick. But I thought overall they did a great, great job. And none of the players sat out. And I think you guys get credit for that. Because right before all this was going to happen, I was like, you know what? Whoever sits out during the national anthem is now going to look like a real jerk. Because they get to now be a part of the Super Bowl. One of the most American things out there now. And you're blessed to be a part of the Super Bowl. If anybody did kneel or, showed any disrespect to the flag, now they would look like an idiot. And amazingly, none of the players did that. None of the players disrespected the flag, which was phenomenal. And you guys get credit for that. I was really, really impressed. And, the pendulum swings back and forth. It just does. It was supposed to be the in thing to do, the Vogue thing to do this year, to sit out. Colin Kaepernick is a hero. And by the time we got to the Super Bowl, they were like, no, that's ridiculous. And boy, did the Super Bowl try to appease, those of us that support our troops and veterans. However, the Super Bowl commercials are a whole other story. Okay, now, a lot of you guys watch the Super Bowl not so much for football, but for the commercials. I was really disappointed with a lot of the commercials. Maybe the Peyton Manning, Odell Beckham Jr., Dirty Dancing one was probably one of the better ones that I saw. The Alexa one was cute. So they had some cute commercials. We got to see the Han Solo teaser and
There was a Han Solo teaser in the Jurassic Park teaser. I don't know how Han Solo is going to do. I don't know how that Han Solo movie is going to do. I mean, Han Solo is Harrison Ford. Nobody should even attempt to be a young Han Solo. This guy better rock it. That's all I could say. So, you know, we saw some trailers, but overall I thought the commercials were underwhelming. Now, Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake. I'm not a huge Justin Timberlake music fan. I like that I'm Bringing Sexy Back. I like that song a little bit. But I really liked him in NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. I like that stuff. I really am not into his solo stuff, but I thought he did a good job, and I got criticized for it because I wrote good job, and people are like, no, his halftime show sucked. I'm like, no, he didn't do anything political. He didn't bring anything political to it. It was just about music and dance. And then some kid taking a selfie who I guess he did a selfie with somebody. I don't know if the kid was set up to do that and then he stood there like not knowing what to do next. But cute kid, he got a selfie with Justin Timberlake. So yeah, it was underwhelming, I guess, but you know, at least no politics. So thank God football season is over. I never thought I would say that because I really, really love football, and I hate not having football on the weekends, but I think we really need to start over. The Cowboys really need to take another shot. Those of you who didn't want to see the Patriots win another Super Bowl were pretty happy and happy that the Eagles won. Those of you who are really mad that the Eagles bounced the Vikings out and still ended up winning, I could see why you're upset about that, but phenomenal job. And I just, a little part of me is happy with Philly because I was there during the draft. When they were setting up the draft. Although, I was upset at Philadelphia because I went up the Rocky Stairs. You know how the Rocky Stairs are at that Museum of Art where Rocky Balboa went up? So I tried to do that, and my view was blocked because that's where they were setting up the draft. It was going to be on the Rocky Stairs. And I was like, come on, really? Really? But at least I could say I was technically there for the start of the season. So very, very cool. All right, so we have 14 million people taken off work today. Why? Well, because they were up so late. It's called Super Bowl Monday. This is now the biggest sick day of the year. I think it's ridiculous. Now, we could blame the flu. Okay, we can blame the flu, we can blame pneumonia, we can blame a lot of stuff, but the average person is going to try to, you know, claim it's that. They say 1 in 5 Americans said they have called in sick the Monday after Super Bowl. It's a holiday. Super Bowl is a holiday. Yeah, we have Christmas, we have Hanukkah, we have Thanksgiving. It's a holiday. All right, let's get back to work, though, guys. I'm at work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. 4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have a new report out of Taiwan saying internet porn addicts could be putting their brain health at risk. This is a study where they did brain scans, okay, and they looked at a 40-year-old married man who looked at images while he was being scanned, and it showed activity in areas of the brain that were associated with pain rather than those associated with sexual activity. And one theory they think is that it changes the way blood is flowed in the brain. Now, what does that mean for the average person that looks at porn? I don't know. Okay, does that mean you're going to get a stroke? No. People that look at porn and visualize people having sex shouldn't necessarily cause any cerebrovascular accident. But that is very interesting, and we're going to be getting more information from this. This was from neurologists out of Taiwan. We don't have the actual official, New England Journal of Medicine study. Once I get that report, I will. But
realize that people are kind of studying things that people do on a very constant basis. You guys heard about what happened in Hawaii after the missile attack? Huffington Post reported that Hawaii's porn usage spiked after the ballistic missile threat, although originally it did go down because everybody had to run and flee. They say for nearly 40 terrifying minutes, as you remember, back in mid-January, there was an accidental ballistic missile threat that was sent out, and the worker actually didn't hear everybody say that this was an exercise, and I guess he sent the alert out, and then double-clicked on it saying, yeah, absolutely, this is a go, confirming it, and then it didn't get retracted for about 38 minutes. Because Governor Ige, he said he didn't know his Twitter password. So even though we're all, like, dumbfounded by what happened with that one, they say many residents of Hawaii who thought they were under attack ended up immediately going off porn and then later going on it again. This is according to Huffington Post. This is very interesting. The adult website Pornhub released data about how traffic to its website from Hawaii changed in the minutes from the first alert to the second. As the initial warning pinged on phones, shortly after 8 a.m., traffic to Pornhub plunged by nearly 60% almost immediately. We're looking at this. Pornhub gives us a lot of interesting data on people's pornography habits. And every now and then we give you guys the report. Not that it's very relevant, but some people find it interesting. But it just plunged. They say based on real-time per-minute page views and compared to levels on previous two Saturdays, because this happened on a Saturday morning, our statisticians found a precipitous drop in traffic at 8.07 a.m. Okay? Then traffic kept falling as the news of the alert spread. By 8.23, it was down a whopping 77%. But then, once news said, nah, we're good, it was a mistake, porn skyrocketed. I mean, didn't you guys have to call your mama? I mean, didn't you decide to go and feed your pets? This is Saturday morning, for crying out loud. They say by 8.23 a.m., news started filtering that the missile alert was a mistake. An error was made at an employee at the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, who I've been told he's been fired. And a second updated message was not sent until 8.45 a.m. Apparently, local politicians and media were assessing the situation. They were updating everybody to remain calm. And so when the false alarm was confirmed, traffic to Pornhub climbed steadily, but by 9 a.m., it was 50% above average. For the rest of the morning, then, the views remained above average. So what that means, this to me is fascinating from a psychological standpoint, okay, is people drop their porn, which is good. You know, a lot of people said, well, gosh, you know, if I figured I only had a minute to live, you know, or, I don't know, 40 minutes to live, I would have sex or I would whatever. I don't know what I would do. If I was told something was happening and we only had time to live, I would probably run to my kids. I'd probably run to my kids and want to be with them. That's probably what I would do. I don't, you know, would I drop any porn? First of all, I wouldn't be on porn. Okay, I'm always working, so there really isn't, I'm not going to be, you know. Would I want to have sex with my husband one last time? No. Why lose 2.5 minutes? I mean, no, I love my husband, but I would rather be in a room with everybody. Oh, my mom. Oh, gosh, my mom. I'd probably have to run and pick her up, huh? Shoot. Yeah, I guess I'd have to spend the last moments with my mom. Oh, that would stink. Yeah, you forget about that. Yeah, do I have any other family here I got to worry about? Then I would call my friends and say, you guys good? They'd be like, man, we're drinking. You know, thank God marijuana is legal. So they'd probably be high, even though we don't have access to it. Because when you're a doctor, you get drug tested. You're not supposed to be doing drugs, so you don't. So we don't have it. So I would be like, well, huh, maybe I should go over to your house. Most likely my kids wouldn't answer their cell phone, nor my husband, come to think of it. My kids and husband rarely answer their cell phones. So I text him, and I text him, and then I call their friends, and I call the friends saying, can you tell him to answer his phone? And then he answers his phone. So there's a chance that I wouldn't even get a hold of my family, and at that point, go to my friends. And then I could tell my mom, oh, we didn't have cell service. The attack hit us earlier than it hit you. She'd be like, but I live 3 blocks away from you. I'm like, oh, no, you know what? She wouldn't be able to give me a guilt trip. Because God forbid if that happened, we, you know?
So I would probably go to my friends, come to think of it. You know, I don't know. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team wouldn't be at work anyway. They're never here. So I don't know where they are, so they're probably, I don't know.
So, But it looks like when people got home, rather than calling their mom, they went right back to the porn. So, I don't know, maybe the stories are better these days. I don't watch it. I'm married. I don't really watch it. You know, I watch Netflix. I mean, maybe the stories are really good. I mean, are there porn soap operas out there? I mean, I'm wondering if that's what people, you know, because look, Game of Thrones, they have a lot of, teasers at the end. They have a lot of cliffhangers. So with Game of Thrones, you're like, okay, I gotta see the next one. Maybe that's what's going on. Because, I mean, after a while, you would think you kind of get sick of watching porn. I don't know. We'll interview somebody who watches a lot of porn, I guess. I don't know if we'll be able to find anybody. All right, so anyway, could it be putting you at risk? I believe not so much cerebrovascularly, but I do believe from a depression standpoint, from a neurological standpoint, from your eye standpoint, absolutely. Now, do we have any studies saying watching porn is bad for your health? This is the first one I've heard from Taiwan, but I'm sure there's going to be more because now that people admit it, they're like, yeah, people admit things now so much easier. By the way, talking about the past, I saw the show Rent, the Broadway musical Rent, this weekend. I didn't like it that much. I didn't. I wanted to like it. You know, I thought, you know, well, you know, I thought the actors were talented. I thought the singing was incredible. The voices were good. But it was just sad. Apparently, it takes place in the 80s, where 80s in a poor part of town where people are doing drugs and having unprotected sex and they're dying of AIDS. And so it was about people dying and overdosing, and there really wasn't any catchy tunes. You know, like I like Grease, you know, go Grease. Okay, at least you could sing along to Grease. Or, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I don't know, like Les Mis. Oh my gosh, I love Les Mis. But Rent, I hate to say this, but I couldn't wait for it to end. And I felt bad, but as I was walking out of, we have a place called the Smith Center in Las Vegas. It's really beautiful. But as I was walking out, you heard the same thing. People were like, oh my gosh, that whole act they could have gotten rid of, or that was horrible. And I was like, if it got such bad reviews, why is it still out there? Now, here's the thing. It's very, very cool to go back and see what life was like in the 80s. I get that, you know, and it's some people like sad, you know, like Les Mis is sad. Right? Because Les Miserables, it's, you know, the miserables, I guess if that's what it means, that's my guess. So, yeah, you know, some of these things could be sad, but at least make the music good. Make the songs good. Make some funnies into it. So, I, for those of you that haven't seen Rent, I hate to say this, I didn't like it that much, you know? What are you going to do? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about a man who drank 25 energy drinks while doing karaoke and almost had a brain bleed. Actually, he did, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about an Alzheimer's breakthrough, which is pretty, pretty good. Don't go away. Some new information coming out of nursing homes where they may be over-drugging their patients to keep them in control. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ramble, ramble.
We got a lot to get to. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us fear being put into a nursing home because we see these stories and we see these, you know, these TV shows or these movies that make it look like you're going to be shackled to the bed, you're going to be raped, you're going to be ignored if you're in pain. And as a medical provider who trained in nursing homes, that wasn't the case, okay? If you were in pain, a nursing aide or a nurse would come to your aid and help you. You wouldn't be sitting in your own urine or your stool. You wouldn't be. We didn't see that, okay? And I, for years, tried to dispel the myths that people would see in nursing homes. However, all right, I wasn't there 24/7. And you wondered if doctors weren't around watching, would stuff happen? Or would nurses and doctors say, look, you know, he's getting up at night, he's going to fall, give him something to put him to sleep,
so he won't get up and fall and break his hip? And, you know, can you medicate him a little bit more than you are? Because if you're under-medicating him, and that is a concern with older individuals when you give them a sleep aid, if you don't want to give them something like Ambien where they could get up in the middle of the night to make themselves breakfast. Yeah, and you know how stories of Ambien have come into play where they're so fast-acting that when you wake up, you're up, and then you're doing weird things in the middle of the night, like taking your kids to school. Well, excuse me, this report coming out of Fox News and the city and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said that U.S. nursing homes, I guess, have been misusing powerful antipsychotic drugs to control residents. The percentage of long-term nursing home residents being given antipsychotic drugs have dropped, okay, which is good news. But even though decreases were reported, we still have issues of antipsychotic usage as being used for people that can, let's say, get up or be combative, etc. And according to attorney Kelly Bagby, the numbers of this happening should be zero. Okay, she is attorney for the AARP Foundation. They are engaged in several court cases challenging nursing home medication practices. She contends that the drugs are frequently used for the sedative effect and not to benefit the recipients. Now, elderly people with dementia do face a higher risk of death if they are overly sedated. They can't, work their respiratory centers like we can as easily. So, for example, if you start to have some central apnea where you stop breathing, for some of us younger people, we may wake up. Or if we have, let's say, obstructive apnea, we'll wake ourselves up somehow. We'll have that ability to do that. An older person who's very sedated may not. So, the advocacy group long-running campaign was reinforced Monday with the release of a detailed report by Human Rights Watch urging federal and state authorities to take tougher measures against improper use of antipsychotic drugs. They say on paper, nursing home residents have strong legal protections of their rights, but in practice, enforcement is often lacking. Now, what they did is they interviewed more than 300 people and visited more than 109 nursing homes in six states. Now, they say 10 years ago, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, roughly 270,000 nursing home residents suffering from dementia were receiving antipsychotic drugs, even though the medication were not approved to treat the condition they were on. I mean, if they didn't need an antipsychotic, why were they getting it? It's a very powerful class of drugs that we use to treat serious mental illness like schizophrenia and bipolar. Now, looking at this latest government data, Human Rights Watch estimates that now 179,000, so less people are getting them. But still, close to 180,000 people are getting antipsychotics who don't need it. And these can alter consciousness, they can adversely affect your ability to interact with others. You know, it's interesting, whenever we had an older person who seemed to, you know, have some new onset dementia, we were taught that's not dementia. There's a difference between dementia and delirium. They may look the same, but delirium comes on very quickly, very acutely. So you could get delirium being sick. An older individual that all of a sudden starts to be out of it could become delirious because they have a high fever, or they have an illness and they're not manifesting the fever, or an over-medication of drugs that they're on. Dementia is a slower process. So grandma won't be fine on Friday and then demented on Monday. That's not how dementia works. Dementia is very slow. So somebody gradually gets dementia whereas they acutely get delirium. And so if all of a sudden grandma or grandpa are acting funny, that's delirium. And we have to look for an acute cause, which is usually infection or medication-induced or drug-induced or could be also stroke. So there's a lot of different things that could cause that. But medication misuse and overuse is big. And the other thing, too, is sometimes the patients, if they're not in the nursing home or they're in your own house or their house, could do it to themselves. How many times have we taken a medication twice or a vitamin twice? Like, oh, I got to take my vitamins. Like, wait a second. I thought I did that already. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. And you start to lose that short-term memory. So very easily, somebody can overtake their blood pressure medication or overtake a sleeping pill or insulin. Now, these little pill containers that have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are brilliant. Whoever designed that, absolutely brilliant, assuming the person takes the medication out of the right day. So you may think, you know what, Grandma's good. She has the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday pill container. So if it's Monday, she'll just take her medication out of Monday, and she won't overdo the medication. That's fine and dandy, assuming she knows the day of the week. How many of us know the day of the week? Most of us don't. Now, I mean, yeah, we know it's Super Bowl Monday, so it's the day after Super Bowl. But if it's Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, it takes me a while. It takes me a good second to kind of figure out what day it is. So I could very easily go into the wrong container of my medication later. Yeah, I ran into an old buddy from college, and we already promised each other that if, you know, our spouses are gone, God forbid later, we'll share a nursing home room, you know, and be nursing home buddies. Because I don't want to be alone. I'm going to need a lot of help. As you guys can see, I need a lot of help to get through the show. Lord have mercy. So for those of you concerned about, oh my gosh, what are things going to be like for me? Am I going to be over-medicated? Am I going to be, the American Healthcare Association does represent more than 13,000 U.S. nursing homes. They have actively partnered with CMS, and there are many agencies overviewing. They are medications now have to be, all medications are documented. You can't just slip somebody a pill. And now there are so many guidelines and so much protocols and red tape and everything that has to go through with these medications that because a nursing home doesn't want to get sued. You know, and they don't want to lose business. All it takes is the media going, oh, my gosh, they over-medicate their patients. That nursing home has to, you know, crumble down into bankruptcy. So that's not going to happen. However, do you have some healthcare workers out there or physicians, et cetera, that could be lazy? Yeah, you can. Yeah? I mean, I remember at night when I was on call, I never gave sleeping pills. I didn't like giving sleeping pills because I didn't want somebody to get up and fall. But I do remember I wanted to go to sleep, and I didn't want to be woken up. So what I did with the staffs, I said, look, if you need potassium, I'll have a PRN potassium order. Don't just give them potassium, but if their potassium ends up falling below this certain number, rather than calling me, because I'm going to give you the potassium rider. Here, this is the potassium rider. So the older residents taught us that what you do is if the patient is hungry and they can't advance diet, already have that in the orders, so they don't have to call and wake you up. Because I was getting called about toast. I was getting called about, you know, patient wants to, you know, have some apple juice. Can they have apple juice? And I'm like, well, isn't there an order advanced diet is tolerated? Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I guess. So you would have some of these new nurses coming in, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's ridiculous. And I'd be woken up. So I would have all these orders set to go. If they're nauseous, here's medicine for the nausea. If they're in pain, here's some medicine for the pain, just in case. If they need it, because they're stable, as long as their blood pressure is stable here. And so you do that. So a lot of medical providers will do that, so they don't have to be get called every minute of the night. But in no way are you supposed to prescribe a medication that a person doesn't need just to keep them sedated. No, that's not cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speaks
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, very sadly, an Amtrak passenger train
was mistakenly diverted to a sidetrack and crashed into an unmanned freight train in South Carolina yesterday, killing two Amtrak employees and injuring 116 people. From what we understand, eight are still currently being treated in the hospital. Amtrak Train 91 was traveling south early Sunday. Should have continued straight down the tracks, but the rail switch had been manually set to divert the train onto the track where the CSX train was parked. This is according to National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt, said at a news conference, I guess a padlock held the switch in its alignment, which is standard procedure when switches are manually operated. Key to that investigation is learning why the switch was aligned that way to begin with. Sumwalt said video from the front of the Amtrak train had been recovered and sent to Washington. It's going to be inspected there. That'll help investigators determine what happened at the collision site. That occurred at 2:35 a.m. Did the train break? Was it exceeding the 59 mile per hour speed limit? And unfortunately, the engineer and the conductor were killed. So thus far, 116 people injured, transferred to nearby hospitals, anywhere from broken bones to scratches, and 70 people had injuries that needed to be transported with higher injuries. And unfortunately, the two people that died was Michael Kemp, 54, of Savannah, Georgia, and conductor Michael Stella, 36 years old, of Orange Park, Florida. The crash could have been avoided if, quote, positive train control, which is a system that combines GPS, wireless radio, and computers to monitor trains and stop them from colliding, derailing, or speeding, had been in place. Now, railroad companies have until the end of 2018 and possibly two more years afterwards to implement this positive train control, this PTC. Sumwalt does not know why that particular train didn't have PTC in place. They say Richard Anderson, Amtrak CEO and president, told CNN's Renee Marsh that the signal system along the section of track where the crash occurred was down, and the tracks were being manually controlled by CSX. See, this is what stinks. When manual or human controlled things cause injury. Not that we want to trust our lives to computers, but this is where people are going to be promoting us using computers and robots to man our planes and trains and automobiles, etc. So Anderson said the CSX dispatch center directed the Amtrak train to the track where the derailment happened. The CSX dispatch center was manually directing the train via telephone communications. So this is one big cluster. So CSX says, our sincere condolences go out to the family of the two individuals who passed away following the tragic events that took place in South Carolina this morning. We remain focused on providing assistance and support. They host major passenger trains on its network more than any other railroad in the United States, and passenger rail remains one of the safest ways to travel. It was traveling between New York and Miami, I guess, when this happened. Now, one of the engineer that was killed, apparently had told his brother he was worried about dying on the job. Richard Kempf told the New York Daily News that his brother Michael Kempf had expressed safety concerns after several recent train crashes and Amtrak budget cuts. Me and him always talked about this, he said. Now, the brother lives in Mesa, Arizona. He said he was voicing concerns about getting killed. And then, unfortunately, he did die. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we have a man who drank 25 Red Bull and Monster Energy drinks in a six-hour period while hosting a karaoke event in West Yorkshire, England. 25 drinks in 6 hours. The next morning, he woke up with a severe headache. But it really wasn't a hangover. He suffered a life-threatening brain hemorrhage from caffeine overdose. He says, there's a reason these drinks give you wings, but I nearly flew off the earth and never came back. Mitchell is 56 years old. He's a mechanic. He spent 6 weeks in the hospital after a series of mini strokes that left him numb and unable to speak. 8 years later, he still has trouble remembering and pronouncing words. He has launched now a campaign to ban the drinks. This has been reported by Sacramento Bee. He said they should not be sold. They are as bad as drugs and should be banned. I didn't realize they've been out now for 8 to 10 years. This was 8 years ago. Now he's trying to get them banned. He says it was foolish to down so many energy drinks and says he hasn't had one since. He told the mirror that he had been drinking 3 to 4 a night to keep him going to work. And for some reason, he drank 25 that night because it was hot. He drank two large cans of Monster on the way to the event. And see, a Monster Energy can has 2 servings in it. So if you drink one whole can, that's not one serving. It's two servings. He said, as soon as I arrived, I started drinking Red Bull. Only later did the manager tell me that I had drunk 23 cans by midnight. And I was jumping around all over the place. He never saw me so hyper. So a Red Bull has about 80 milligrams of caffeine. I believe that's similar to Monster. Monster may have a little bit more. Think Monster Ultra even more than that. See, the cans don't really tell you how much caffeine. That's kind of scary. Anyway, yes, I have a can of Monster right here. I sipped a couple sips of it. I'm not going to drink. No, you got to be really, really careful. Yeah, you can't be pounding energy drinks. And for me, since I don't like the taste of coffee, Unfortunately, caffeine does make you hyper. It could increase your blood flow, increase your blood pressure. If you have narrow vessels, it could cause a rupture of the blood vessel, can cause a bleed in the brain, can even cause a heart attack. In April, Davis Cripe, 16 years old of South Carolina, died after drinking a coffee latte, a Mountain Dew, and an energy drink. We talked about that. It was on the way to school. He died of caffeine-induced cardiac event, causing a possible arrhythmia. Now, many of you have been wondering about this article. Somebody had cracked his knuckles and almost died because of a flesh-eating skin infection. So let's break this down. We have a man who cracked his knuckles. His name is Antoine Bolston. And he became infected with a flesh-eating bug. He's 31 years old, and he felt violently ill as the disease started to make his hand darken and swell before he reached the hospital. Now, the Daily Mirror reports that basically this infection left him looking like a zombie. He had to have his finger amputated and undergo a skin graft, and now only has two functioning fingers and a thumb on his right hand. Doctors told him he was at risk of losing his entire arm or dying. Now, some of you guys are like, how does cracking your knuckles do this? I'll tell you. It wasn't the knuckle cracking. I'll tell you in a sec. Antoine is from Lexington, Kentucky. He said, I thought a flesh-eating bug was something people got in the movies, not from cracking their knuckles too much. I do it a lot, not thinking anything of it, but I was going to live to regret it. So what happened is he cracked his knuckles, but there was a scab that opened up. And when the scab opened up, he got a bug into that. Now, he claims just within a few hours, he got violently sick. He had nausea. He had a cut on the ring finger of his right hand he sustained during a minor scrape at work. He thought he had broken his finger. By the evening, he felt so nauseous, he decided to take himself to the University of Kentucky Hospital in Lexington. By the time I arrived, my right hand had started to darken and swell. He was gravely ill, so they had to do a skin biopsy, and he had necrotizing fasciitis. And we talked about necrotizing fasciitis, where the infection just spreads across the fascia so fast, starts to kill the skin and necrose it, and could affect surrounding muscles and organs. And unfortunately, it could also lead to septic shock. So doctors think what happened is the knuckle crack caused an existing scab to open. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he cut himself, the bacteria got in there, and when he started to feel some pressure from the infection, he felt he needed to crack his knuckle again. I don't think he cracked his knuckle, opened up the scab, and within 2-3 hours, his hand started to turn black. I don't believe that happened. What I believe is he probably got the infection hours before. Then he felt some pressure. He's like, well, I'll crack my knuckles. And then he noticed it more. But is cracking knuckles bad for you? I don't do it all the time. Once in a blue moon, shouldn't be a big deal. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.